You can have Johnny Appleseed for September.
That's not for a holiday, though.
I know. It's not a holiday. There's no holiday. I'm just giving us options.
We got enough.
I mean, it'll depend on, you know, how does he look good?
Oh, my God.
What did Johnny Appleseed look like?
Well, he can cook, I feel like. We're not, he's not a mascot.
A strapping young man?
Joni, he doesn't have a holiday.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I got nothing. We got a plan.
Well, yes, you do. Wait, okay. Didn't you and Avery? Did you and Avery go venue hopping?
Okay. We did. Are we in? Are we starting? Is this what's happening? Welcome. Welcome, friends, to episode 79. We're one away from 80, so that's pretty exciting.
We're getting on up there.
Yeah, I was just saying, I probably will play that. I feel like I've got nothing to talk about. I know we've done stuff, but not, like, I don't have anything deep and interesting to talk about.
Well, I really don't either, because I have done Read Across America.
That's right. Okay. And please tell us about your week.
Well, it's just chaos. I mean, it's just chaos. I've got kids between the classroom and the library, and you know, we've made all these cupcakes and cake pops, yes, and Oreo truffles and all these things ahead of time. And, but then we start, like, during second and third period, when it approaches the lunch hour, we start frying stuff like pizza puffs and fried cheese sticks and, you know, fried pickles. We did fried pickles. And
oh, I love fried pickles.
So, I mean, so I, for a week, smelled like I was about, you know, two cigarettes short of the Dodge store.
It
was not a pleasant
smell. You were just
smell.
a big grease ball.
But it's just exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, so I would come home literally in collapse.
And Ron's
Saturday,
like, what's for dinner? What are you frying up?
Yeah,
and
no,
you're like,
mm-mm.
Angry.
Yeah, no, thank you, Factor. I'm just going to say Factor to the rescue.
Listen.
And Saturday I slept until 10:30. I have not slept until 10:30, probably since I was in high school.
No, I mean, that's unusual.
I heard people and I thought, they're up. And
they're
maybe at the latest, maybe I slept till 9. When I looked at the clock and it said 10:30, I about fell out.
Doesn't it feel weird? It's
it
so different. Like, because I do think back, I used to sleep. Let me tell you what, as a teenager and as a college student, I remember in college just being like, if I didn't have class, I mean, I'd sleep till noon. Like, for, you know, really being able to sleep in.
Yeah.
And now it's like, like you said, I think the other day I made it to like 9:30 or something. And then it's great if it's, especially if it's a weekend and it's your time to catch up, but it still feels like kind of weird. You just wake up and you're like, oh my gosh.
I remember my mother fussing at me for sleeping, you know, and my grandmother, and I can remember my grandmother's saying, leave her alone. Teenagers need to sleep.
They do.
Their bodies are going through like crazy changes. They're growing constantly.
Exactly. And there's just a lot.
I don't know how that affected me at all. But,
well, you know, I don't know either. I'm just saying, you're right. That's like known more now.
Yeah.
And of course, during our growing up, nobody knew about that. And so my parents were actually really not. I'm sitting here. I shouldn't complain. But in general, like, it was kind of like, and it's still, you know, get up. Mine were really very, now that I think about it, very cool about it. Because I wouldn't get up till noon, 1 o'clock. I mean, if I didn't have basketball, you know, my earlier, you know, little, you know, younger kid years, man. And I'd get in there and I'd watch those cartoons.
Oh, listen, when we were younger, listen, I'm up. I hit the bowl of cereal.
Yes.
Scooby-Doo came on. And then it was the banana seat bicycle. And I didn't come home till
the banana seat bicycle.
I did. I had a big old yellow banana seat bicycle.
Oh my goodness.
The tassels off the handlebar. Yes.
You were very cool. Oh my gosh. No, I would watch, man, Saturday morning, I would watch cartoons. Like you have a whole rundown. I loved, Scooby-Doo. I loved Super Friends. Super Friends was probably my top one with the Hall of Justice and League of Justice and all this stuff. And then Scooby, of course, the old ones. And then there was for a while, there was like a Tarzan. I don't know. There was like a Tarzan kind of a cartoon that I really liked. Then the Smurfs. Are they like satanic or something?
There's some undertones there.
I saw something the other day and they're like, it's some... And I was like, why you people gotta, it was just a cartoon.
Yeah, there's some sort of, I don't know, I've read it before and I went, oh, okay, I see that.
Well, I feel like we can see anything if we want to go look
wacky,
for it.
Wacky Olympics. Do you remember the Wacky Olympics?
I do, for sure.
Now, in the afternoon, I don't know that this was a Saturday morning thing for me as much as it was after school was the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Yeah,
I can't remember if that was after school or if that was Saturday.
Oh, now that you're saying that, it does kind of feel after school-ish. That does feel like that maybe that was after school. Maybe later on they put it on Saturday morning, but you're right. I adored the Flintstones. I like the Flintstones better than the Jetsons, but I did But I did like the Jetsons. Man, we had such great. And then we got kind of a little later and we got like He-Man and She-Ra and, you know, that was kind of getting late into the, but then after that, sounds like I have a great childhood, which I didn't. I would watch, I would switch it over to Channel 11 here in St. Louis. If you were from St. Louis, Channel 11, just, it wasn't a network back then. Now it's the CW or whatever, but anyway, and they would show all the old movies. And I would, there's the Saturday morning one, Saturday movie one movie, Saturday movie two, and Saturday movie three. And on a good day, I could watch all three. Like I would just sit there and watch. And it was ones, Joni, it was like Ma and Pa Kettle. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember old, Ma and Pa Kettle.
Ma and Pa Kettle were this old like country couple that stuff happened. Then there would be all the Jerry Lewis movies, old, which I adored. He was hilarious to me. So if it was a Jerry Lewis day, it was like a big happy day. What else would there be? Oh, just the old, those were the like kind of the series. I want to say there was some like, it was Francis the Talking Mule. I was going to say Mr. Ed, but that was a show.
Mr. Ed. I did but love Mr. Ed.
There was movies called Francis the Talking Mule.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there'd be like some old Don Knox and I don't know who. And then, of course, I preferred, I did not like Laurel and Hardy, but I did like Abbott and Costello. They were, I would just watch those old movies. And then sometimes they'd throw in like a King Kong. That's where I watched my Godzilla and my King Kong and all that. And oh my gosh.
Saturdays, I did not. I mean, I watched some TV, but I mean, I was out the door.
You were gone on that banana seat.
It didn't matter. I mean, I was in the creek. I was, you know, out looking for four-leaf clovers, or I was just laying in the grass watching the clouds go by, or, you know, we'd get up a game of football. Mm-hmm. Now, did y'all play kick the can up there?
Yes.
So, yeah, we would play.
Only with certain, there was one group of people that I would sometimes play it with.
It was a huge... Huge
Tell
thing
people,
here.
Explain kick the can and for these youngsters. So, okay. You're like, what the heck?
Well, in
we
my
didn't
neighborhood,
even have a ball.
Though,
we had to use a can.
In my neighborhood, though, I mean, we would play all day long, just get, you know, play outside. And then you could hear, you know, the mothers around the neighborhood start calling and, you know, yelling your name because we didn't have cell phones. So
my mom had a big triangle bell, literally, like a big clang, clang,
clang.
It's
time
to
come home for supper. Yeah, it's time to come home for supper. Yeah. And then we'd eat, and even during the school day, I mean, you either got your homework done before supper or after supper, but then there was always a game of kick the can going on in the evening. So,
oh, nice.
So, I mean, all the time. And so basically what it is it's hide and go seek in the dark, and the can is the base, but somebody kicks the can as far as you can kick it, and everybody runs and hides, and whoever is it has to go find a can in the dark and bring it back to, you know, where we'd established the base was. Mm-hmm. And you could run, and so you would hide it, and you had to get back to the can mm-hmm. and touch the can mm-hmm. Without getting caught.
Yes. There was lots of hide and seek and tag and in the dark and all that. That was like the most fun you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good hide and seek in the dark or tag or sardines was one of my favorite. Real similar.
Oh, yes. Sardines.
I love sardines. Yeah. We would play that at church and at the old hippie church that I've told you guys about. And when my mom was a gypsy fortune teller for the carnival. And we would play it in the activity room. I mean, I played at other places with friends too. But again, for those of you kids, because I don't know if I think my kids know about sardines. So it's hide and seek. How does it work? So it was hide and seek, but you
had to like cram into one place.
You had to cram into one place. So was it that you were finding, now I'm trying to think how it worked. Did one person hide? Instead of everybody hide,
I don't remember.
Well, if you found the person, you would hide with them.
Yeah.
You didn't go, you would hide. And then everyone had to hide. And then I think it was like the last person that didn't find, you know, finds this whole group of like giggling, guffawing, you know, sitting on each other, pile of people. It's really fun, you guys.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
So listen, I am concerned about some things going on in Nashville.
Okay, tell us.
So there is a 15-year-old boy who I believe has autism, and he's been missing now for over a week.
In Nashville?
His name is Sebastian. Well, Hendersonville, you know, just north right there of Nashville.
Yeah.
And he's been missing for a week.
Ooh.
And they don't know, you know, where he is, what's happened to him, if he wandered off or if he was kidnapped or whatever. Well, then... and then another little girl she was kidnapped, but thankfully it was by her non-custodial mother.
Okay.
And they did.
Which is usually the case.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They just found her yesterday, I believe. You feel, you know, you don't feel as bad as them just missing, you know, when it's with a parent, non-custodial or not.
But, usually.
But I just read the news that a senior from Mizzou was in Nashville with, I guess, a whole fraternity conference or something. And he got kicked out of, I believe, Luke Bryan's bar or one of the bars there on Broadway. And they haven't seen him since. That was Friday night.
Oh, you're kidding.
So, I mean, I just am like, okay, you've got, you know, you've got a 15-year-old boy missing. Now you've got a college-age boy missing. And... you know, it's just kind of without a trace.
Wow, and, that is. I mean, I think it's, wow. It's.
I mean, within a matter of 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I think this happens more than what we, honestly, I think it's any big city, but also with it being, I guess, kind of spring breaks are starting up. So maybe people are going to be going, but it's, I don't mean to sound weird, but it's more, bewildering that it's a guy student, the autistic child. You could see he could be very vulnerable, but you know, I hate to say it, you know, you hear all the time about girls going missing and you can kind of in your mind piece together what might have happened, which is terrible and hopefully not. But when it's a guy, you kind of go, not that bad stuff doesn't happen, but it just makes your brain work a little differently. Yeah. Like, you know, and he could have had an accident. He could have run into bad people and they could have knocked him on the head and thrown him in the river. I mean, you know, we don't know. Yeah. I hope not. Good grief. Nashville.
So, I know. It just isn't. And it's just, you know, you don't hear of these things in Tennessee a lot.
Right.
That, you know, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. So,
okay. Well, we'll keep the news Laura, no more word on the Pusser situation, right? We don't have anything.
No.
Okay.
No updates on that.
All right. I figured you'd give us an update. What's the weather been doing down there? It's been crazy, weird, and
yeah,
now warm again.
We're hot, we're cold. We're in that roller coaster phase, but it's beautiful. It was, you know, very cold this morning, but the sun is out. It's in the 60s now. And, you know, it's just that spring time when in the afternoon it's really warm. And in the early morning and late night, it's it's chilly.
Now, what do you, when do you start, tell people what you do on your like porch? I know you always have different things. Do you do anything? I know as spring comes up, when do you get your porch stuff set up?
So my, you know, I think we said last week we talked about that my grandmother's rule of thumb was you don't plant until April 15th.
Right.
So I hang ferns and things on my my front porch. And I used to wait until April 15th. And now I will look at my weather app. And if I'm clear until, you know, a couple weeks out.
Right.
I usually by Easter now and I'm hanging my ferns and I'm putting out my peace lilies or things that
I can bring inside if I need to. In if something really crazy was to happen.
So that's normally what I do. Like at one end of my porch, I'll put, you know, two big peace lilies and I'll have hanging ferns around the perimeter of the porch. And, my hydrangea, I'm hoping my hydrangeas come back.
Yeah.
I don't know after, you know, we've had two really hard freezes and some I looked at, I went and cut them back yesterday. And there are some new sprouts coming out from them.
Okay.
So
excellent.
So we'll see how much damage was done. Right.
Yeah, they can be pretty hardy if, you know.
And then I'm going to have to replant all my herbs and stuff. So,
well, here's the thing. Avery and I were just talking the other day. So speaking of the herbs, and I even mentioned you because I got real bitter and upset. Because she asked me, I got a little mint plant. And, you know, I usually get some little herbs later. I never get anything this early. But I was at the grocery and they had a couple of mint plants and I don't know, they just looked good to me. And I'm like, oh man, I just want to get some going inside here. And it's not quite mojito season, but you know, you never know. You never know. So, anyway, and Avery was like, oh, she remarked on it when she was home, something about, oh, is that your, she's like, can you get your mint? I can't ever get my mint to come back or whatever. And I said, now listen, I'm very bitter at you. I don't want to even discuss it because you have a huge, and she's like, everyone talks about
everywhere
how mint is so invasive and it spreads and you got to make sure you put it in a, and I've never had a pot of mint come back. And I'm like, maybe it's because it's a pot, but I don't understand what am I, and I'm in
the
zone where it
should.
Because
I don't ever put it in a pot. I just plant mine outside. And she's right. I mean, it takes over everything.
I know, but we're so.
And it's already coming up now.
We're very upset and we're very bitter because I'm like, everyone's like,
well,
it's so invasive.
You can get any mint that you want anytime. What I am upset about though is that I had a huge rosemary bush.
Yes. That I can't keep alive worth piece of nothing.
No. Mine would, I mean, it was huge. And that first freeze last year, I mean, that deep freeze, it just took it. Yeah.
That makes me so mad. So, yeah.
I know. Anyway. It makes me mad when I have to go buy rosemary because
I never
bought it. I just went out and
you're like,
clipped
you people
it
off are
and,
paying for this? What
y'all
do people
are paying?
Do it? Yeah, it's because like, I've never been able to keep a rosemary plant alive inside. Ever. And I've tried a million different times. I get those little trees I used to get those little, you know, kind of topiary shaped tree ones. They're so beautiful. And my dad can't keep them a lot. Like they're just tricky, particularly inside. Outside, I can do okay, you know, in the summer a little bit, but
Now,
they're kind of finicky with water. So I don't.
Can you grow African violets?
I can in my, some reason can grow them very well.
Do you know that is from person to person? Some people, they don't respond to some people's chemistry. And some people can grow African violets. I'm not kidding. I don't know. This is what my dad told me. Some people can grow them and some they won't bloom for other people. And it has something to do with chemistry.
Are you serious?
Because I'll have to investigate it. That's what my dad told me.
Okay. No, I believe.
And he was a
plant guy. I believe it because, well, here's the thing. I'd always heard, even growing up, I remember hearing thinking that the African violets were very hard to grow, you know, to have. And I think I remember a couple of times, like we had a few, like my sister had one or something. And I think somehow it got talked about and we never really had a bunch or anything like that, but it wasn't a thing we had. But then, so I always thought they were really hard to grow. Well, my dad has given me several. Actually, they were, I want to say they were probably all Avery's. Maybe one was technically mine. And then throughout birthdays and different things, he put together these beautiful little things in African violet. Anyway, well, I've just kept them. And the ones even looked close to, and I'm telling you, they'll bloom yep. several times a year. Yep. And they're gorgeous.
Yes.
So you're saying that I'm special?
Yes, you're special. I can grow them very well too, but I don't have a good southern window.
I haven't kept them in a southern window, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
They actually do better. I feel like in like right now they're in my bathroom because I had to move everything for Christmas and I figured the humidity in there because they're very, I don't really know. I don't do anything special. My dad's like, what do you do? You know, I'm going to give one of these to one of my clients and I want to know what you do to care. I'm like, I don't do anything. He's like, do you feed it? And that I'm like, no, I like water it when it's dry. I don't know.
According to my dad, it's your body chemistry. Yeah.
I'm just like a beautiful violet.
Special. Yeah.
That's good.
You're special.
I am special. And I'm going to tell everyone that I'm special. No, seriously. I remember being sort of surprised because I thought these are supposed to be hard and they seem to be doing okay. And I'm not really, but I've kept them in my dining room for a long time. And that's a north, just right by a window, but it's diffused light and they've loved it in there.
Yeah.
They bloom a lot in there. So, well, I feel very special now that my plant, my body chemistry is.
You are somebody.
I am somebody.
Well, listen. And so with Read Across America, we've been cooking. Sorry. I'm all over the map right now.
That's okay. You go. I'm just talking about whatever you bring up.
We ended up, listen, I mean, we've been making, we had to do all this prep, you know, cupcakes and cake pops and all this stuff, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're doing all this, getting ready. Cause I mean, it's an onslaught. It is like working fast food and the bus pulling in the parking lot. I mean, it's just crazy,
yeah,
crazy all day long. So that meant that Wednesday I had to pretty much cook the entire Wednesday night meal for the church by myself.
Ooh.
And we did chicken and dressing, sweet potato casserole, yeast rolls, corn, that was nothing. And then I did chicken strips and french fries too. Mm-hmm. And what did we have for dessert? Oh, I forgot to turn my phone off. What did we... Oh, I bought those. Never mind. Yeah, I didn't do those because we didn't have time.
I was going to say, you got to do something.
We did Boston cream pies. So that was it, but I did it. And I just thought, I just have to get through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I did. I did a meal for 70 people all by my lonesome.
Excellent. Look at you go.
It was worn out.
That I can't even imagine. I honestly... I think I was telling Avery this week. So there's another podcast I like to listen to. It's the Big Boo Cast. I've told you guys about it.
Yes,
if you aren't listening, please go listen, guys. Melanie and Sophie, they're our age. They're a delight. They're a delight. Anyway, and I was listening to this, I want to say last week's, and I felt so affirmed because Melanie was saying, they were both kind of saying, she's like, you know, I don't know what's wrong, you know, in her words, she's like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but she's like, I just do not, I am not interested in thinking about food and what's for dinner and cooking anything. She's like, I have just she has one child who is in college and has been there now about 3 years, you know, it's cause it hit. And especially if you have multiple kids, I think it takes a little longer cause I've just hit this place.
Yeah.
Really just this year where I'm like, I'm just not interested. I know we talked about it, but I'm just like, she said, I just want, her thing was, I can't decide. Like, I don't know what sounds good. And that's not really my case. Like anything sound like I'm kind of like, whatever, that's great. But
don't you feel like though, that it's kind of a place of burnout
Oh, it totally, you know, it makes total sense. It makes total sense. And I mean, when you've been,
you've been cooking for your family for 20 some odd years, and all of a sudden you're left with you and this other grown person who can, you know, really fend for themselves or can take you out to dinner.
There you go. Or just, I don't care. I just, I do want good food. Like I said, Factor, you said it earlier, and Factor for the win, for real. Cause I do want something good. I'm not, but I just am not interested in cooking. And she was even saying, she's like, I know we used to cook. And I remember hearing them talk. Yeah. They'd make enchilada. They make, you know, they were good cooks. And she's like, I know we used to cook and all the time. And I said, you know, in my mind, I'm going, that's exactly right. And we're just to that place where not having to take the mental energy, that's really what it is.
Well, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. I mean, think about it. You sit down, you have to plan out your meals, you make the grocery list, you go to the grocery, you buy all the stuff, you bring it home, you have to put it up.
Unload it.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot.
I mean, we have, you know, lots of food that we can go pick up.
Thank you, God, that we
I don't mean to, right. Totally. But still, it's a lot.
But it's my job.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I would never cook. If I was you, I would never ever cooked for my poor family.
That's
never
the last thing I want to do when I get home is cook and clean.
No.
And I just am like, oh, I'm just done.
No, but it made me feel really good because she was saying the same. She's like, I don't know what's happened, but I've just hit that. And I'm like, exactly. I'm like, that is exactly right. I don't want to think about it ahead. Like, I don't occasionally, but not really. I do want something good to eat. Like, I'm hungry at dinner. But I'm just like, I just can pick something and I just, you know, which is a luxury.
Ooh, to blackberries. Do. That's where I am. I'm like, oh, there's some fruit. I don't need anything else.
Look at that. Yeah. I know. So it's great. It is really good. Cause I think, like you said, it's a phase of, I told Avery, I think I said, you know, this is my phase between mom and then me mom. Okay. Like, then I might have to cook some more, but for now, it's holidays and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's wonderful because I'm also doing other stuff and I'm working more during the day and right up until dinner. And I'm not interested in, you know, stopping in at 4 o'clock trying to figure it out. Speaking of the time.
Yeah.
It has changed.
It has changed.
Have we saved daylight? Have we saved it?
I will say this. I do enjoy it being lighter later. I do love it.
I
really do. It's not been too bad on me this time. But again, I've slept all weekend because I was exhausted.
You know, I don't think it's going to be as bad on me either because of the fact that this whole winter, like we've talked about this, you know, I felt like it was 10 o'clock at 6 o'clock every single night. When it's dark, it's six. I'm like, it's 10. It's time for bed. Like, so the fact that it actually is later is helpful to me. I'm like, that's great.
This is where my body was craving to be.
Yes.
All through the winter.
This is what I was trying to do. And you idiots at the national
Can we just leave it here?
I know. Listen.
You know, we just did our spring forward. So let's just leave it here.
I may not go back. I may just say too bad, but they did. I just saw another thing on a news thing about how heart attacks go up 25%. Yeah. At the time changes, accidents go up. The medical, they're like, and if you have to go to the ER, look out because doctors make more things. There is something about it that it just messes with our rhythm.
Yeah.
And all hell breaks loose. So guys, that's platform number three on my presidential nomination. You will have to
vote
blow
for
up
you,
your,
Holly.
You'll have to blow up your holiday things all the time. We will have, what was the other one? Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
We're going to have primaries all on the same day.
Well, you definitely are going to have that, primaries on the same day. But there was something else I was going to ban. I can't remember what it was. Oh, now I've lost my whole platform. But we also will get rid of, we will stay on daylight savings or whatever it is. We will stay on that. I had something else. It was about people doing something wrong that bothered me. It was really good. Anyway, I'll do that too. I'll go look it up. So vote for me, 2024.
My gosh.
Hey, we did go, as I reported last week, Avery was in town. So we went and looked at some wedding venue places, which was very fun and very cool. And there's that we have a lot of good options and we think we've narrowed it down, but I'll just hang on till everything gets finalized with her and Joey. But there was definitely a clear winner that we were like, yeah, you know, I could see the little light in her eye. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is like, it. Yeah. Yeah.
My baby.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so we were excited to be successful because it's a lot of work, but also like our mindset is, we just found a place that fit what she was looking for, but a couple, actually there was a runner up that would have been very nice as well. So we didn't feel like, you know, there was nothing, but, you know, just going ahead and like, you got to make decisions and move on through and, you know, not have to sit on it another few weeks because stuff fills up. And so once you get that set, then, you know, you can move on. So that was a good thing that she came in and did. And we had a lot of fun doing that. Tim came to several of them with us. Good. The two that we ended up being the top, he definitely saw those. So that was really, that was really fun. And then on Saturday, Avery and I did our little old school that we love to do, and we went to the zoo together, just the two of us. It was a beautiful, sunny day. It was cold. It was kind of cool, but it was really pretty and sunny. And we just go in there. St. Louis has a great zoo. I know we've talked about that before, but we like to go at all the times of year. Like,
in fact,
I don't really like to go in the summer when it's hot and there's a million people there. So it was just really fun. We got our Starbucks there. There's a little coffee, and we got that. And we wandered around and we could watch what we wanted to watch. And we looked at all the, you know, things we wanted to do. And she even said at one point, she's like, I love how we do the zoo. You know, we've always, as even when they were kids, it was one of the things we had a membership to, because it's so worth it. If you're in St. Louis, it's just really, really
do
worth
that.
It's really,
can I come?
Yes.
Can
absolutely.
I come and let's go to the zoo and get coffee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cause it's just like a big park. The St. Louis Zoo is like a beautiful park. There's, I mean, you know, a lot of zoos are, but there's lakes and there's a middle section, and it just, it's really nice just to walk around. Avery's like, it's like a big park, only there's all kinds of, you know, animals to look at. And, you know,
we just go stay with the river otters. I love the river otters.
I do too. I want to have some river otters, and I kind of want to be a river otter too. If I had to be an animal, I'd be a river otter.
They just float around and hold hands. They're so sweet.
They're so cute. And they can go on the land and they can go in the water. Yeah. And they're like dogs. Like they're like that kind of like friendly, playful, cute. I know. I really want some. So I'm working on that. Tim's like, you can't. I'm like, oh, we'll see.
I've got a pool.
I just need to make a little creek.
I just need to
make a little creek situation down the thing, and it will be fine. Don't worry about it. And I have to have more than one. I have to have at least two, because that would be really sad if it didn't have a buddy.
Yes, they have to have a buddy.
They got to play and stuff. So So that's the plan. He's like, I think it's illegal for you. I'm like, shut up. I said, what if some wild river otters just like wandered into my yard because I lured them in there, but they wanted to live there? Well, what'd I do about that?
Because I lured them in there.
Because
I'm looking. Did I forget my calendar? I was going to pull out my calendar.
What?
I did guess. Well, I was going to pull out my calendar to see what happened last week.
Oh.
So that I would have something to talk about.
Well, that would have been
good.
But I
don't. I think I've already.
That would have been good.
I think I've already talked about what happened last week.
I think you have. I was thinking. I don't know what. If this is. I was thinking the other day. About like all the holiday, I call them mascots, you know, like Santa and Cupid and Easter Bunny and the leprechaun, you know. And I was like, man, but if we had to rank them, like, you know, I don't know, like rank them by the best, you know, or like who would you want to hang with? Like, who would be the number one a good hang? Okay, so we've got, let me give you the contenders.
Okay.
We've got. We'll start with the big Santa. Then we've got the Cupid. I'm picking Cupid for the Valentine's. Leprechaun.
Wait, Father Time. You've got Father Time.
Father Time or the New Year's Baby. I guess you could pick. Oh, Father Time would be good. Okay, I forgot that one. Sorry. Easter Bunny. And then I think you don't have anything to like Uncle Sam, right? I don't think there's really anything. There's no Mother's Day, Father's Day. So we'll put Uncle Sam in there for 4th of July. And then And then I think we have all the Halloween dudes, which I don't know. There's not like one. Halloween has a ton. Yeah, so like you got your Dracula, your mummy, your pumpkin, your, you know, a million things there. Mm-hmm. I guess we could put the Great Pumpkin in there. Tom Turkey, got your Tom Turkey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you're back to Santa, right? So if you out of those.
You can have Johnny Appleseed for September.
That's not for a holiday, though.
I'm just giving us options.
We got enough.
I mean, it'll depend on, you know, how does he look good?
Oh, my God.
What did Johnny Appleseed look like?
Well, he can cook, I feel like. We're not, he's not a mascot.
Is he a strapping young man?
Joni, he doesn't have a holiday. I guess you could pick one of the presidents for President's Day, but you could have Lincoln and Washington in there if you want, I guess. But I wasn't really.
Martin Luther King.
We're not. Okay. Oh my gosh. He's not a mascot. He's a per.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I'm thinking the pretend mascot. So who would be.
Okay.
Who do you most want to.
I'm out. I don't want to hang with any of the Halloween people.
Why not?
Because they're.
I think they'd
evil.
Be great.
Oh, no, they're gosh. Evil.
Okay. Okay. You're they're out evil. On those. Okay.
I'm out on those. I don't want Uncle Sam because he, you know, screwed me over on taxes a lot.
Oh my God.
He just uses
me. I don't
think
he did it. He just wants you to join the army. I want you. He wants you to join the army. Okay.
I don't know about the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny kind of creeps me out a little bit.
I'm 100% out on the Easter Bunny. I'm going to shoot the Easter Bunny in his Easter head because he's terrifying.
There's Cupid who would shoot you in the hind end with the arrows.
He's a scary demonic baby with an arrow. I don't like that.
With an arrow. So I'm out on that.
Me too.
So, Tom the Turkey,
I'm out on the leprechauns. I know they're your people.
They are my people.
But they're very scary and very, I don't like their faces. So, no.
I kind of like their shenanigans.
Of course you do.
I could do some shenanigans. Okay, they may be on the table. The leprechauns may be on the table for me.
So,
oh my gosh. Okay, I feel like Tom the Turkey would be pecking at me. I don't want to be pecked at.
I feel like he'd be not. He seems really nice.
Ugly.
You do have a problem with. Oh my gosh.
So you hear about that.
But he seems like a nice fella. Like the Tom, I feel like he'd be a good.
I would end up having to cook him.
Yeah, he is near death all the time, which that could be a problem. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. Okay. So now I'm down to Santa, Father Time, and the leprechauns. Santa, low key, is kind of judging you.
Well, he's watching you.
I mean, he's watching.
He sees you when you're sleeping, and he sees you when you're awake.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's going to put you in the jail nowadays.
So I think Father Time would be very interesting and very it would be very, you know, a good educational experience to sit. Now, could he time travel us?
Ooh, I think so.
So that might be fun.
I think he definitely could.
Okay, so now I'm down to either Father Time or the leprechauns because. Man, the leprechauns would throw one heck of a party.
This is true. This is true, but I.
There's one heck of a party and a lot of shenanigans.
Yeah, you know you're picking the leprechauns. I don't even know why you're bothering to talk about anything else.
Well, sometimes I kind of like the deep. You know, I mean, I've got two layers here.
I know. I know. But you can only rank one as the number one. If you don't pick the leprechauns, they're going to come after you.
Okay, I'm picking the leprechauns.
They're going to come after you hard.
I'm picking the leprechauns. Okay. They're my people.
Okay,
they're my people. And we're going to do river dance, and we're going to tell stories, and we're going to pull pranks. And
there might be a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
And they will have the gold.
That's pretty good.
I'm in. Leprechauns.
I'm going to go pretty hard with, I do like Father Time. That one got me kind of. I hadn't thought of that one. I'm like, okay, that one. And it's not scary. I think I'm okay with that. I do like the Halloween dudes, some of them. Like, I like the, I don't know what, I feel like.
They're going to drag you to the pit of hell.
No, they're not. They're just having fun. They're misunderstood. It's fine. So I do like them. I know Santa is watching us, but I do kind of OG like Santa.
Well, Mrs. Claus would come with that, and you do get cookies.
I feel really good about the Santa. Yeah. And that whole situation feels very old school, mm-hmm. very Father Christmas, very sort of religion, but not, you know, like mm-hmm. we could get down with Jesus there.
Well, that's the shamrock, the 3-in-1.
Yeah, that's true. Don't try to make your leprechauns more Christian than Santa.
The Trinity.
Don't try to do it, Joni. It's not going to work.
That is what St. Patrick used to explain the Trinity.
I know, but the leprechauns ain't got nothing to do with St. Patrick. They're these little demonic little guys with big red beards that run around in green outfits, okay?
I'm going to keep a t-shirt on that says, "Kiss me, I'm Irish."
Kiss me, I'm Irish. Okay, well, there you go. I do know that the Easter Bunny is definitely low on the list.
So is Santa your...
I'm going with the OG, the big guy. Father Christmas, Santa, because it does get Mrs. Claus. We get lots of elf situations happening. I think that'd be a good time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. There you go. I don't know why I thought about the... I think I thought about it because I saw some pictures on Instagram or whatever of the... Mm-hmm. Easter Bunny situation. And I'm like, guys, that might have to be on my platform as well. They're terrifying.
Did I send you? So I got to tell you, I love like the little Instagram, what are those called? Reels. Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Yeah.
But there was one that they hired this Easter Bunny to come to this kid's Easter party. Here comes this.
No, wasn't it a clown?
Rabbit. It was a rabbit.
Oh, it was the bunny.
And the kids screaming. They start screaming. That's not the Easter Bunny. It's not. I mean, here's like this demented looking rabbit. It was so hilarious.
It's like the Clemson Tiger in a bunny suit. It's turned into a bunny with the googly weird eyes. And they just look, they're just awful. They're just terrible. Yeah. They're not cute. And I do not approve of that. So, yeah, I don't know what else we could do for Easter, but he's out. So there you go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about because I saw something scary on the internet. So, yeah, well, I don't know. What else is coming up this week? I know, let's see, it's going to be, man, this week is going to go fast. I feel like Tim's going to be traveling a little bit. And so I'm going to just be holding down the fort and doing all kinds of booth stuff. We're going to have a big Easter sale at the antique the booth where I'm going to put all my Easter stuff 50% off. So,
right.
I know I'm going to put my little stickers on there and get some stuff
for drive to St. Louis.
So there you go. any excuse.
Right. So my boys are home for spring break. And,
oh, I know. I wondered. I saw John G walking in and out there and I'm like, doesn't he have school?
Yeah, they're home for spring break.
Okay.
And Caleb is busy applying to engineering firms in Chattanooga.
Mm.
And
how's it going?
I wondered, well, he has sent me like screenshots where he's texted his Uncle Tim.
Yes,
ask questions. And then Tim will like answer. One thing was outstanding. And that was like from a question 3 questions ago. Yeah. That was an answer from.
Yeah.
He was like, Uncle Tim really doesn't text well, does he?
He's not always super timely. But anyway, just keep bugging him, Caleb. He loves it. He actually did show us those the other day. He was like, yeah, he's sending me his things. He's applying. So
yeah. Yeah.
So exciting.
He's applied. He did have his first interview that was with TDOT.
Good.
And went really well. And
Good.
Then he's supposed to find out this week. They may call him up to Nashville to interview.
Okay.
That would be on the 18th. So
okay.
There is that. And excellent. What else? I don't know. And so he just applied to a lot of other engineering firms Friday. So
excellent. Look at him
we'll
go.
See about that. Oh, and gosh. I thought, I wonder why John Garrett may end up like transferring to UT Chat just to be with everybody else.
He's not going to do
Can you
that.
Imagine? No.
Oh, yeah. Because he has 2 more years, doesn't he?
He did say
2 to 3, depending on. Yeah. I know sometimes engineering can go longer. So
yeah, and he is. You know, we said he was going to camp this year, and they put up his staff page. This morning they put that up. He sent it to me, and it's where he's dressed up as George Washington on the canoe crossing
the
Ridgecrest Lake.
Excellent.
And So that's there, but. And they're just doing yard work. We're rebuilding my neighbor's deck where the tree, you know, fell over on it.
Okay.
So
nice.
That's it. So.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have them putzing around the house. It's always good to have the little voices in the, or the big voices, the big feet. Tim likes to play. See, what they all do is they play computer games together. The three kids and Tim, that's, he just loves, he's like, I want to play. I'm going to play with you guys. Now that, again, big bonus, yay for technology, because every week they have a night, and it depends, but usually they have a set night where, all three kids and they play online, you know, whatever, some kind of game together. And they're just in there. It's hilarious. Tim has the most fun. And I'll tell you what, if I'm trying to go to bed though, it's a whole situation because he's just yelling. Sure. I'll be in the bed and I hear stuff like, I don't know where I am. Come find me. I don't know where I am. And the kids are like, he can't read the map. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And they play all different and he'll just get to yelling and laughing. And it is hysterical. Yeah. I mean, they just have a time. So I love that they do that. They get to play together and all that. So yeah, that's about it. What, I don't think, let's see, when is your spring break? Yeah, it ought to be coming up.
Not until, it's the first week in April.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be nice. Well, then you're almost out of school.
It's kind of good. I know. Well, it is later this year.
Yeah.
But really, that's kind of a good thing because once spring break hits,
you can forget it.
Kids are done. I mean, they're just especially the seniors.
The seniors are done.
The seniors are done.
I remember that. Don't you remember after spring break, senior year, you were like,
well, and here's the deal. You know, they've already know if they're going to college, they know where they're going. Mm-hmm. They've already got their roommate. Scholarships are lining up if they've not already received them.
It's pretty low pressure.
It's pretty, you know, it's just done. Right. And so now you hit these days and you're just kind of filling seats, you know, because it's all
absolutely
after spring break, you could like make zeros and probably still, you know, pass that class.
They can kind of cruise on in
and
they have a bunch of their activities that they're doing end of year stuff, which is fun. So yeah.
And then by the time prom hits after prom, they are done. It's done. Yeah. So we're kind of cruising into that. So I can hang on to them for a couple more weeks and you know, then
that probably is good. Yeah. Then that first week in April and the weather for sure will be nice and all that. So
I try to save a lot of labs for after spring break.
Yeah.
Just because there's no book work. There's no, we're done, you know, so I can kind of hold them to that.
That's good. And that way then they just know they can come in and make stuff and do stuff and it's a little more chill. So that's very nice. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So, are you ready for a recipe or did you have something
else? I am ready
for
a recipe. So St. Patrick's Day will be on Sunday. And so I always do a lot of little green things, but this is a little brownie recipe that everybody loves. Mm. It is a mint brownie.
Ooh.
And so the bottom part is really like more like cake. And it's the chocolate. You're not using cocoa powder or, you know, anything like that. You're using Hershey syrup.
Mm.
And in with, you know, your flour and sugar and eggs and all that. So you make this bottom layer. It has to cool completely.
Okay.
So you get that cooled completely. And then you make your middle layer, which is butter, powdered sugar, and cream de menthe. Spread that. You're going to spread that over it. And then you're going to melt chocolate chips and butter together. And let it cool. It does need to cool. You want it to be pourable, but you don't want it to melt your mint.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be so hot that it
can't soak down in it and get all mixed in.
Yes,
you want it to be a distinct layer.
It's a top layer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then you just pour that over the top of that mint. I pop it in the refrigerator so that it will set up good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's your chocolate mint brownies.
Oh my goodness. That sounds...
We're going to make those Wednesday night for church too.
That sounds really, really good. And in fact, I'm going to give them a bonus recipe. I have a recipe that I'm going to give that you just inspired me, which is the famous chocolate mint chip ice cream dessert by my mother-in-law, Susan Broyles, which is a classic OG favorite, and we haven't made it in forever, but whenever we'd go back to to Rolla so often, she'd have it. And so this is real similar, only it's going to have ice cream, is you take a 9x13 pan, and then you take a bag of Oreos, regular Oreos, and you crunch them up, and you make that the bottom layer, is your like Oreo crust with the cream and everything. You just push them in there. Then you have gotten out, before you've done this, you've gotten out your mint chip ice cream. So you can use the green kind, you can use the white if you rather, but if you want it to be green, and you let it soften. So it needs to get out so it can kind of soften while you're doing the Oreos and all that. Then you spread that ice cream. I think it's just probably one container for a 9x13, probably just one container, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do it however you want. You can make it as thick as you want. And you spread that ice cream around and get it all even, kind of like you said, all even in there. Then you stick it in the freezer. So you haven't made it forever. Yeah, then you stick that in the freezer and you let that harden up. Then when that comes out, you get your fudge sauce, not the Hershey syrup, but probably like your ice cream fudge sauce. Uh-huh. Jar that and you spread a layer of that. And then on top of that, you put a layer of Cool Whip. And then you can sprinkle whatever. You could sprinkle some more Oreo, some chocolate shavings on the top. You stick that in the freezer, it hardens up and it'll cut in squares. And y'all, it is
delicious. A similar recipe that we call a girdle buster.
A girdle buster.
A girdle buster. But you make, instead of a fudge toast, you make like a chocolate custard to go on the top of it.
Oh.
And it is fantastic.
Man. It is so good. It's a lot of step, it's a lot of put it in the freezer and this and that, but it's not like you're cooking a lot. So it takes time. Right. And then the other version of that, just in case you don't like mint chip, she used to make one with the vanilla Oreos. We didn't make this one as often, like whatever kind of cream cookies you want, but like the vanilla, the golden Oreos. And then she would do a butter pecan ice cream.
Yeah.
Then a caramel sauce, and then the Cool Whip. And so it's like a caramely, if you want more of that kind of thing. And it's pretty good too.
I bet that's good.
It is good. But,
and now I'm thinking that maybe we could do like a coffee ice cream.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you could do almost a fake tiramisu.
We may have to play when you're here. Yes.
You could do like a interesting version of a tiramisu would be really good.
Yep.
So there you go, guys. You got like three or four recipes.
Bonus recipes.
One.
I know.
Okay. Are you ready for your top three?
Top three.
I am ready and I'm pulling out my notes.
Excellent.
So here's the deal. I don't have top three. I mean, I do.
What?
It's my turn. And I'm sitting there going, I haven't bought any. I don't know what to do. So I'm sitting there. And I did have, I found, the Ice Cubes gum.
Yes. I love that gum.
They have a pina colada.
No, they
flavor.
Don't.
Yes, they do. And it's delicious, but don't get the sugar-free. Caleb got the sugar-free and it was not as good.
I thought they were all sugar-free. They're not.
I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Mine tasted different, but the Ice Cubes pina colada gum.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So I'm sitting there trying to think of something today because I know I've got top three and I haven't done anything. I haven't bought anything. All I've done is stink and read Across America.
Okay. That's fine.
So Macy is my student who listens to us all the time.
Okay. Hey, Macy.
So I said, Macy. Mm-hmm. Macy, I got to have top. What are my top three?
Mm-hmm.
You got to help me. I've only got one.
Mm.
So this is Joni and Macy's top three.
Okay.
Joni's top three is the pina colada gum.
That's
and
it.
And then
that's,
Macy
okay.
mm-hmm. chimes in with peanut butter pie Oreos.
What?
I have not had them, so I can't attest to this, but this is Macy's.
I haven't top. Either.
Peanut butter pie Oreos. Yep, I have not had that.
Now I'm thinking of a whole nother
I know we got a whole nother
ice cream dessert with the peanut butter at the bottom.
Maybe I'll make Macy Oreos. Do that. I'm going to say, okay, Macy, here's a basic recipe.
Yeah.
Go find Oreos and ice cream.
Because all it is awesome. Some kind of cookie, preferably some Oreo, because it's the cream and the cookie that are really good. Some kind of ice cream, some kind of sauce or jelly, some kind of layer on the top of that.
Yeah.
And then your Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We could do a whole cookbook on just those. You could do a raspberry jam layer.
Yeah.
On top of like a.
See, Macy, you have inspired us.
Macy, you're an inspiration with your peanut butter pie Oreos.
Oreos. Okay. And her last one is a wet brush. And I said, well, what's the brand name of it? And she said, Wet.
But that is the name. Yeah, that's right.
The name of it.
That is right. So, I have seen those. Yeah, for people with longer hair.
And she has long, beautiful hair. She's so pretty. She's gorgeous. But yeah.
And you can brush your hair when it's wet. Tell them a little more about the product. You don't even know about it.
I don't know. It's a brush. It's Macy's.
But I think it's like got those spiky, you know, it's just so it can go through your hair when it's wet particularly. But yeah. Okay. You're great. You're great at this, Joni.
Well, I don't buy anything. I haven't bought anything.
If
I
you're
going to no
get her top three, then at least you have to understand what it even is.
I don't brush my hair. Macy, you're going to have to come be on the show with me.
Hope That's she sends you a link or something so you can put
she
it up
does.
There.
She does. I did look. It's on Amazon. Okay. And she's right. It's called Wet Brush. I didn't know I'd have to give like a whole description.
Just a little more than, anyway, it's fine. It's fine. Everything.
Macy has a long, beautiful, gorgeous locks.
Okay. And she is endorsing this brush. So
and
we're going to.
She endorses the Wet Brush.
Excellent. Excellent.
Listen, she was so pretty. Friday. I mean, she's pretty every day, but Friday she's just had on this like this dress, and it just blended so well with her hair and her skin. And she had a little bow in her hair, and she was so pretty Friday.
Oh my goodness, that is precious. I love it. That's very good. That's a good top three. We're going to give it to you. You know, we can't always. That's fine. Those are what you wanted to pick, and that works. I 100% support you in your. Pina colada gum. I'm going to have to find that for real. Does it taste coconutty too, or is it just pineapple-y?
No, it's both. You can taste both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent.
So thank you. Thank you, Macy, because I had nothing.
Yeah. Thanks, Macy. Nothing. Your check is in the mail, except it's not. So anyway.
I'll give her a cookie or something.
Give her something. Give her a piece of gum. Pina colada gum.
Give her a piece of gum. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, the only other thing that I forgot to bring up to just say is Tim got to spend the weekend out at the farm with Dr. Brilliant, with JVB and Tim Garrett. So they all came out there for an evening and had a nice time. So I just wanted to shout that out, that they had a wonderful time. And I don't know why that made me think of that. But anyway, so I'll just throw that in there. So, okay, guys, we are going to come back next week. And amazing things will have happened.
Amazing.
I don't know. We're just, think of something amazing is going to have happened.
Amazing.
Exciting. Breaking news. Something. I don't know. We'll see if it is or not, but we're going with it. Until then, hope you have a great week. Go make you some mint brownies or an ice cream dessert, for the weekend. Surprise your whole family and you'll be the star of the show. So until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See, corn dip.
Okay, say something. Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, but it's coming. I can't hear you. I mean, I can hear you through. Never mind.
You ain't plugged in right.
I ain't plugged in, period.
You ain't plugged in at all. Oh, my goodness, people.
Well, how's that?
That's better. That's very professional now.
Very. I'm very professional.
You sound very professional right now.